بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تسيز ده شعر وعارف بالله حضرت اقدس حضرت مانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ The title is مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے
مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے غم میں بس ان کا پکارا چاہیے غم میں بس ان کا پکارا چاہیے ان کے ہاتھ کیا سہارا چاہیے ان کے ہاتھ کیا سہارا چاہیے لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفہ میں ہے حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفہ میں ہے تیرے جلووں کا نظارا چاہیے تیرے جلووں کا نظارا چاہیے اپنی آہوں سے تیرے جانا پہ میر اپنی آہوں سے تیرے جانا پہ میر اپنی بگڑی کا سوارا چاہیے اپنی بگڑی کا سوارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے آپ پر دم فدا ہو میری جان آپ پر دم فدا ہو میری جان غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہیے غیر کی مجھے کون پروا جست بکشا جانب زندیل ما جست بکشا جانب زندیل ما میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے اختر حسد دور فتد کو اختر حسد دور فتد کو ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi وقت ابریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اکتر صاحب نور اللہ مرکدہ which Hazrat has presented in beautiful poetic form and here Hazrat is teaching us that how to tread our journey of life and there is only one way that first of all we realize why we came in this world, why Allah sent us in this world and that is to get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this is the greatest thing so a person needs support all the way in his life and the only support logically you'll understand that Hazrat teaches us here mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye that oh Allah I need support of life and support of life is not some people are in hospital they got life support and they think they are living on that other people think my support is my parents or my support is my job or all that nobody can support us besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah ta'ala beautifully says in the Quran Kareem to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that all these Quraysh of Makkah all of them will threaten you and he will make lot of try and scare you in every way whatsoever alaysa allah bi kafin abda is allah not sufficient for his special servant and for all the servants of allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so we should just be begging and in the end of this all of those ayat allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says wa ala allah falyatawakkalul mutawakkilun if you want support and you want trust to put your trust on anything then it should be only upon allah subhanahu wa ta'ala So Hazrat is beautifully teaching us here that to get the support of Allah, we have to be begging Allah Ta'ala all the time, crying to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and then sit in the company of the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and learn how to tread this path of life, that a person remains under all conditions, firm upon the commands of Allah and the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam. So Hazrat says, Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے او اللہ I need the support of life and how will I get the support of life that it should be my heart and what should be in my heart only your worry no other worry of the world today we got every other worry besides the worry is Allah happy with me or not if a person got just one worry all the other worries Allah Ta'ala will take care of but if we worry about everything else and besides Whether Allah is happy with me, then a person will always be in turmoil. He'll never have a peaceful life. So we should realize that it should be only the worry. And this is that worry that takes away all worries. This is that worry that doesn't give you worry. And all other worries just puts you into worry. And how sad people living in depression today. And there is no real reality of depression. When we forget about Allah, Allah says, I'll make you forget yourself. So further Hazrat explained that the journey of life will be behre ulfat ka kinara chahiye sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye
That, oh Allah, this is that ocean of your love, that I have to tread through this ocean of your love. I need the shore of this ocean of your love. And how will I get the shore? That, sir, hamara, it should be my head, aware, dar tumhara chahe, at your threshold. In other words, give me tawfiq, that all the time I am at your doorstep. Whatever I need, before I ever, today, as our Shaykh teaches us, we first turn to everything else. When we can't get anything done and nobody can do our work for us, then we say Allah is there for us. Whereas first thing should be only Allah Ta'ala is for me there. Then Allah Ta'ala will open the doors for us as far as Asbab is concerned. And that means also we realize those means cannot do our work. It is only Allah Ta'ala can do our work. So Hazrat is teaching us here that all the time my head should be at your threshold. Anything bothers me, even if I'm not in the masjid, from your heart make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat says that gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye. That any grief that comes to a person, any worry, and the biggest worry should be when a person falls into a sin, or a person falls into an error, that should be the biggest grief. And then who you call out to? You made a mistake, turn back to Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, even the friends of Allah, sometimes they will fall into a mistake. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَعِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا. That the friends of Allah, the pious servants of Allah, sometimes shaitan gets the better of them. Immediately they wake up, they realize what has happened to us. How come I was unmindful for these few moments? And they turn to Allah. They beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So what is that is the main worry. And the worries of these worldly things are small worries. So in every worry, we should only be calling out to Allah Ta'ala. Begging Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah is on your side, what other side do you want? What other support do you want? Only Allah Ta'ala can support us. Only Allah Ta'ala is supporting us. So very foolish is that person who is turning to support some lawyer, some doctor, somebody else. None of these people can help us in any way whatsoever. And not even the government can help us. That is the most highest form of stupidity, that a person says that we have to live according to the government's rules. This is the height of stupidity. The law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above everything. And when you live under the law of Allah, you will get the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat explains that you shouldn't be scared. Halat, conditions will come. And where it comes from? It comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you realize where it comes from, then Hazrat explains that condition of life, lazrati faryad tufano mein hai. Kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye? Who says that your life always have to be moving smoothly, then only you can enjoy your ibadat, then only you'll be in your ibadat. Hazrat says, I got the enjoyment of crying to Allah and begging to Allah when there were storms in my life. In other words, conditions came. When I was sick, I had suffered a stroke, but Hazrat used to, in that stroke of his, used to look so fresh that people used to come visit him. They say, we got more strength when we come and see Hazrat. So the friends of Allah, they can be sick, outward conditions can be there, but that is the time they enjoy more crying to Allah and talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what Hazrat teaches us also. In tasbiru wa tattaqu, if you just make sabr, remain firm on the commands of Allah, no matter what outward conditions they will be, and tattaqu, fear that you don't go beyond the limit, don't go against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then la yadurrukum kaydum shay'a. All the planning of the evil plots of shaitan and his allies can never harm you in the least. But, and together with that, begging Allah Ta'ala. When you beg Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will give us this ability and strength of making sabr and taqwa. And for that, Allah Ta'ala has commanded, you'll get that strength in the company of the friends of Allah. Allah has brought us here to get the strength. And for that, we have to open our hearts, that what is in the hearts of the friends of Allah, our Shaykh, should penetrate our hearts. That Hazrat says further, حاصل سائل مجھے توفانوں میں ہیں تیرے جلواؤں کا نظارہ چاہیے. That, oh Allah, I have enjoyed that in the storms, like I'm in the middle of the ocean, the ship is wrecking, but it seems that I was on the shore. In other words, difficult conditions came in my life, whatever conditions I sent, I know wa huwa Allah. It is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so beautifully, a person asked Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, if somebody is just sending arrows at you, one way, at a speed, how are you going to save yourself? He says, he's just going to stand next to that person. When you stand next to him, where can you send arrows? So we should understand, in this life, Allah has made it, hurdles will come. We have to be close to Allah Ta'ala. In other words, be the obedient slave of Allah Ta'ala. And when these steps come, Allah Ta'ala will let a person pass through it with enjoyment. As Hazrat says, that Allah, when these storms come, I feel like I'm on the shore, because why? At that time, when you're making sabr and you got taqwa, tere jalwo ka nazara chahiye. Then I just enjoy as if I'm looking at your special focus is on me at that time. Allah's special focus is upon that person at that time. And we see this player, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many incidents, whether they were sick, whether they were tortured, whatever. Just one Allah is there for me. Nobody, Allah gives me the reality, all of us. And to get this reality into us, that to sort out our lives, Hazrat gives now a beautiful solution. Apne aao se dare jana pe meer, apne bigri ko suara chahe. If we have spoiled our life, turning to anybody else, and breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then also it's not a problem. How to sort out our lives? Hazrat says, O Mir, O Sir, and particularly Hazrat great Khalifa Mir Sahib addressing him, and in fact reality for all of us, that how to sort out of your life, now just go and beg Allah Ta'ala, shed tears of the grief in the court of Allah Ta'ala. By crying in the court of Allah, that is how you will sort out all your past life. And many people, we see behind the history of every saint, our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, many pious people, if you read their life, what they went through, what the terrible conditions their life were, and when they realized and they cried to Allah Ta'ala, Allah give me, all of us tawfiq, that we take out time to cry to Allah, make istighfar, tawbah daily, and we'll see our rotten lives, how Allah Ta'ala will sort it out. Aap par har dam fida ho meri ja, ghair ko ki mujhko na parwa chahiye. When you realize this and you sort out your life with tawbah, istighfar daily, then you understand that, oh Allah, every breath of mine I must just sacrifice for you. What do you, Allah give me my life, who else must I give my life? So beautifully our Dada Shaykh says in another poem, Jaan di to do hi hui usi kaati, haq to ye hai ka haq ada hi nahi. If you gave your life to Allah, what a great deal. Allah gave you that life, so it's no big deal. And if you want to give your life to anybody, then jisko dil diya, usi ko dil jaan de do. Who gave you your heart, give your heart to that person. Why are you giving your heart even to your halal wife? You enjoy her, that is, it's a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And appreciate that Allah has given me. So give your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat explains, to have this condition, that whether it's the difficult conditions as far as we concern, but whatever condition Allah sends is only good for us. And how to pass through all this all the time? Das bakusha janibi zambile ma, mere sar ko tera soda chahiye. That, oh Allah, my basket now is turning in your direction, and my basket is just empty now. Oh Allah, you fill my basket. And how that should be, mere sar ko tera soda chahiye. That what I want, that you buy me, oh Allah. And Allah said, inna Allah ashtara minal mu'mineena anfusahum. Allah has made a deal with us, that Allah has purchased the worst things from us, that our nafs, which is full of evil, just amara, pulling us towards evil. And Allah has bought our wealth also, which is also tainted. And in return, Allah wants to give us Jannah. So Allah, please, I'm begging you, I'm ready for this deal. I'm prepared, I'm making this deal with you. Allah, you help me. And Allah taught us, beg Allah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. This reality comes into my life, all of us. And finally, Hazrat says so beautifully, with all this, in this part of the love of Allah, and you treading it, never ever think that I am chosen by Allah already. No, all the time be worried and concerned. Karte rahe, darte rahe. اختر خستہ دور و دور افتادہ کو ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے. حضرت سیز مت مقام حضرت از ریچ ان دا لو آف اللہ بٹ اسٹل حضرت سیز او اللہ آئی ایم فار فرام یو آئی ایم دیٹ موسٹ یوز لیس سروینٹ آف یو آل آئی وانٹ از یور مرسی مسٹ جسٹ پل می ٹو یو اینڈ وی کین اونلی گو ٹو اللہ تعالیٰ تھرو دا مرسی آف اللہ تعالیٰ. اللہ تعالیٰ گیو اس ریئلٹی اینڈ ایکسیپٹ اس.